Okay, that's so good. Congratulations. I guess Torino really cheered for you tonight. Can you comment on your skating?
I was enjoyed a lot this time because the audience was helping me, and I don't have a big mistake. It was very good.
I think if I look at the beginning, the season in general, I would think this whole season has been quite a challenge. But today is the silver medal, but I think it's more of a gold medal for the effort that I put in this season, and coming from the injury and having a bad Skate Canada performance and a disappointing Olympic performance as well. I was really happy the way I performed here and how I kept it together to the end, to the long program. And, I was able to go out there and enjoy it. And instead of being nervous and being worried of missing jumps, I just went out and really enjoyed each jump and each element of the program.
Okay, wait for Brian. It's coming. Your turn. I guess you can really be happy of the result tonight.
Yes. So I have to say something about...
Yes. If you want.
Yeah. So I'm very happy about this competition in general, about the practices, about the short program, the free program. I did some mistakes in the free, but because I was a little bit tired, but I'm very happy because I did 2 quads, and I was confident, so it was the main goal for me, and I win a medal, so it's great.
Thank you. The floor is open. We have microphone in the back. Look.
Question for Daisuke. Please, there was an intense pressure on you after Lysychek and Tushenko pulled out. How did you handle the pressure, especially from the media, the federation, everything?
と今回はなぜかあまりプレッシャーとかそういうのがなくて、逆にステファンだったりエヴァンだったりみんなが来なかったのがちょっと寂しいぐらいで、本当に今回はプレッシャーが全くなく、自分自身普段の練習から、4回転フィリップをちょっと取り入れてみようという、そういうチャレンジ精神の方が大きくて、本当に楽しく滑ることができました。
Let me respond in Japanese, but actually I don't know the reason why, but somehow I didn't feel pressure in this competition. On the other hand, I even missed Stefan and Evan. They're not here, so I missed their presence. And I was practicing my quad flip as well, so it was more of a challenge-based competition for me, and I really enjoyed that challenge.
Thank you. Other question? In the front.
Daisuke again. You win in Italy. You're the first gold medalist for Japan at World Championship, with an Italian music to which everyone can relate, and still you're Japanese. How did you get into that mood?
まあ日本のファンの方もたくさん来てくださってたので、そこら辺すごく助けにもなりましたし、今回のロングプログラムはイタリアの映画で、パスコアレ・カメレンゴのイタリア人の振り付けの方がしてくれたので、この映画、彼自身もこの映画の雰囲気を出すというより、この曲調の雰囲気を出すつもりでずっと指導してくれて、本当に彼自身が本当にお手本だったので、本当に彼をイメージしてすることができたので、それが伝わったんじゃないかなと思います。
So I can say that, of course, the Japanese fans, there were a lot in the audience, so they really helped as well. But for the free program, you're right, it is an Italian movie motif, La Strada and Camerlengo. And, of course, the choreography, we emphasize more to express the music rather than the image and the atmosphere of the movie. So we emphasize more the music, and I think we were able to do that very well. And that's the kind of instruction I had. And, of course, it was a role model for me to make sure that I convey the right expressions of this music and program, and I was able to do that.
Two questions over there.
Question for Brian. People focus on your negatives, but you just made your fifth medal in a row at the Worlds. Are you proud of that consistency, or would you trade them all for one Olympic medal?
I'm very, very proud because it was so difficult after the Olympic Games, and I didn't know if I was still able to compete like it was before. But now I have my answer, so I know I can fight again. I'm 25 years old. I'm still young. And I will go step by step for the future. We will see the Grand Prix, and after we will see the European Championship and the Worlds. And for Sochi, I don't think about it for the moment. But it's my 15th medal with the European and the World, so that's great.
Question? In front here.
Brian, do you consider yourself still a little asshole as you did after the Olympics? Est-ce que tu penses que tu es toujours un petit con comme tu avais dit aux Jeux Olympiques?
I answer in English. So after the Olympic Games, I had to change something. I tried to do it, and I think I did it, and that's why I did a good performance this week. I really want to come back like I was before, nice guy, relaxed, and it was not like this the two last season, and that's why I did so many mistakes during the competition, especially for the Olympic Games. So if I want to be the best in the practice and in the competition, I have to be like I was before. And I improved a lot in the figure skating, but I can still improve.
Other questions? Back over there.
This question is for Brian. Brian, do you know of any changes that you would make going forward in your training or anything like that?
I live in a very small town, so it's very... I need it, but the conditions for the practice are very, very difficult. But I will stay in my town. But I think I will go maybe in another country just to learn. I don't know with who. I have to see it with my coach, with my president, and we will talk about it after Worlds. And I will keep the neutrogenic system, for example, is not for the quad jump. But I will still skate like this because I like to skate with the quad jump. Maybe the neutrogenic system will change the next season, we will see. But I will work a lot.
Thank you. Here in front. Here.
This is a question to Patrick. Even though we had an Olympic champion without the quad, Daisuke is talking about adding quad in the short program next season, and Brian performs quad in both short and free here. What's your plan on regarding the quad? Are you planning to put it in your program next season?
I think I'm going to take it one step at a time. I think if I go in and do two quads in the short and long, it's maybe a bit overwhelming and mentally and physically. So I think I'll put in the free program first, and then probably see how the season goes, and maybe it'll be the next season after I'll put it in the short program. But you never know, you know, special things happen and during the off season, and I might, you know, find the magic touch for the quad and really, really be comfortable with it. So I'm really comfortable with putting it in any program on the Grand Prix circuit, because Grand Prix look quite small compared to the Olympics, so I think, and the World Championship, so a Grand Prix circuit would be a good time to try it out.
Other questions?
Tanya.
So, that's a question to Brian. As we saw that Daisuke today went for the quad flip, we know you've been practicing quad flip in the past. Do you think of bringing it back, maybe?
The flip is my better jump, but the problem is I have the edge. So I can try quad flip, but I will lose points. I do quad salco, quad toe. I can do quad flip. I can do quad lutz. So if he does quad flip, I will try quad lutz. So.
Any other questions?
Question to Daisuke. You have been saying it's very important to include quad and being champion. Why so important for you to include quad? Even this time you tried and it was very nice, but it's not ratified. So could you explain about the important about quad?
まあ、4回転を試合で成功させてましたし、まあ、2回入れることもできてたので、まあ、その4回転にこだわるというよりかそこの自分に戻りたいっていうところが一番大きいので、まあ、本当に、まあ、今全然まあ、トーループもコンスタントじゃないし全然4回転が試合で入れるほどコンスタントには普段の練習も入ってきてないんですけども、まあ、どうしてもやはりその前の自分っていうのはにそのジャンプのテクニックっていう部分に戻りたいので、まあ、今は挑戦している感じです。
So, I must say that before I had my injury and my surgery, I was actually succeeding my quads, and I was able to put maybe two quads in the program and work fine. So it's not really as though if I'm hung up on the quadruple, but it's more that I want to go back to where I was before. So I think that's the major reason or the weight of the quad to me. The toe loop is also, it's not really consistent up to the level I want it to be, but I know that I want to be back where I was before, and that's the reason why it's a great challenge for me to continue to work on it.
All right, any other questions? Tanya?
So there's a question to Daisuke. The Japanese ladies have been very successful in the past. They were Olympic champion, Shizuka Arakawa, world champion, Mawasada Mikiano, and so on. So now you are the first Japanese man to win the world title. What do you think will that do for men's figure skating in Japan?
これがすごくいいきっかけになって、やはり日本男子全体が盛り上がっていけばいいと思いますし、まあ、僕自身もこれに甘えずにやはりまだまだ進化していかなきゃいけないと思いますし、まあ、今後どうなっていくかわからないですけど、まあ、世界ジュニアで羽生くんも優勝して下のちっちゃい子もだいぶ上がってきてるので、まあ、僕自身もヒヤヒヤしながらやってる感じで、まあ、本当に、まあ、常に上を求めていくのが大事なんじゃないかなと思います。
let me see, but I'm hoping that this will start to spur the and expedite everybody so that the Japanese male skaters will also excel well. And I'm not going to be complacent about what I have achieved so far. I need to continue to evolve. As for the future, I see that lots of the so-called little kids, the juniors, are doing very well, including Hanyu, who won the Junior World Championships. So I myself feel that I can't be satisfied with where I am now, and I'm always threatened by these younger skaters. So I think it's important for every skater to aim, continue to aim for the top.
Other questions? Okay, so thank you very much, and thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.